I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Pure Talk, the cell phone service my family relies on, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer.
If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned.
GovX.com is the only site built exclusively to honor your service. Members save on epic brands and the gear they need for their on- and off-duty lives. You'll get incredible savings on tickets to live sports events, theme parks, and other entertainment. You can even save on travel, hotels, rental cars, cruises, and more. See if you qualify. Visit GovX.com. It's easy and totally free.
Use code BUCK in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
All right, second hour, Clay and Buck kicks off. Now, we told you yesterday about the news breaking of O.J. Simpson's death. Saw this morning he had people, including medical staff, signing non-disclosure agreements in his final days. Did you see that, Clay? That's the reporting out now. NDAs.
Wait, have you ever heard of that before? I haven't heard of someone having somebody sign an NDA in the last days before they die. I think that's very curious. You don't find that odd?
I've never heard of that happening.
I've never heard of it happening either. Kind of thing that you might think, I don't know, if you were worried you might make some kind of a last-minute confession or something you wouldn't want anyone to hear or to get out there more broadly than what you say to your family. I don't know, and I guess we'll never know. But NDAs signed by staff. Can you imagine asking the nurse? I mean, you've got days to live. You know that. You're like, I need you to sign this NDA. What?
To come visit? It's very strange.
Buddy, you got no time left. Like, you want a non-dis- You're going to take her to court next year? Good luck with that. Anyway, very weird. From you know, the Simpson camp, although I think it raises, you know, why was he so worried he was going to say something at the end and the estate and, you know, any money that would be left. Anyway, the White House offered condolences. We didn't get to talk about this yesterday. That was real, right? That wasn't.
That's 100% real. They offered condolences to OJ's family. Karine Jean-Pierre did from the White House press briefing.
Think about that for a moment, you know, condolences to OJ's family because of the passing of what, this American icon? Someone explain to me, what are they going to fill in the blank with there? Legendary athlete, actor, and millionaire. OJ Simpson's murder trial lost him the American dream. That was a headline from the Associated Press. They're really going to pretend like OJ's the victim. This is what the media, you know what, Clay, I got to give you credit. Yesterday you were saying if he had done this today, there would be an even more, there'd be a louder chorus of it's fine, it's not him. Even if he did it, that's okay because, you know, racism or whatever. I think you're right. And I think that the responses that we have seen from people, the way this is covered goes directly to that. So, I sit here. Oh, and then this one, Clay, made me think of you. The Heisman Association.
I'm baffled by how bad these companies are and these organizations are. Yes.
The Heisman Trophy Trust mourns the passing of 1968 Heisman Trophy winner O.J. Simpson. We extend our sympathy to his family. I think the right thing for the Heisman Association or what a Heisman Trophy Trust to say when O.J. dies is nothing.
I don't think the Bills or Southern Cal put out a statement when O.J. died. The Bills were the team that is most known for O.J. Simpson's playing career in the NFL. Southern Cal, obviously, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong on this. Buck, the thing that's crazy about all this coverage, the New York Times had to adjust its obituary. The AP had to adjust its obituary. The LA Times had to adjust its obituary. The Heisman Trust, as you just pointed out, they won't let Reggie Bush have his Heisman Trophy because his family allegedly got improper benefits, but OJ committed double murder and kept his. My thing on this is, it wasn't crazy to think that OJ might die. He was 76. So they had abundant amounts of time to write these obituaries and be prepared for something like OJ dying. And for people out there who don't really, have never really thought about it, I understand. I'd never really given it much thought. If you're supremely famous, let's say you are Bill Clinton, former president, they have your entire obituary already written. So if you die, they have it ready. They have staff that are responsible for writing famous people obituaries. Now, sometimes Kobe Bryant dies in a totally unexpected, right,
No one was prepared for that. He wasn't in his 70s and dying of cancer. Clay, it was a reminder yesterday. If you are, I'd say roughly, 40 and up in terms of age, so really right around my age and your age and then going all the way up, OJ is one of the most recognizable, Americans on the planet. I mean,
yes.
Like his name recognition. I mean, he is one of the, infamous is the correct term, but he's one of the most, famous/infamous people of our entire generation because of that trial. You said yesterday 100 million people watched the verdict, which again, that's like a Super Bowl game. It's when the country had a much smaller population, but the lessons we are supposed to take, even at this point, I would have thought, and maybe obviously this is a mistake, with more time, with more context, with more understanding, there would be greater clarity about what a total atrocity of the justice system it was that O.J. Simpson was not found guilty of double murder. But no, actually, with the passage of time, people have gotten more creative with conspiracy theories. They've gotten more overt about some of the racial component of why a not guilty verdict, even though we all think he did the actual murders, is somehow the acceptable or the preferred outcome. We can just go through some of these, Clay. So yesterday, CNN's Stephanie Elam was reporting on O.J. Simpson's death. Here's how, this is a CNN reporter, here's how she talked about it. Play three.
And it's also just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. That last part was the real moment for me, Clay.
She was so close to saying murder. She was so close to saying that he could get away with murder.
She was about to say get away with murder, because we all know. But also, who in the system is getting away with double murder? Now, find me the person who cut off two people's heads and had blood everywhere and, had a history of abuse to one of the people and had the motive and fled police. I mean, the whole thing. Find me one person that everybody thought was that guilty and they just got off. Because is there anybody who, in living memory, whose white privilege got them off for a double homicide where they cut people's heads off? I'm not aware of this.
It's a good question. Getting away with double murder is incredibly rare, no matter what your race is.
She makes it sound like it's like a tax charge. Look, I'll be honest with you. And people get mad at me. So like, why are we talking about like how much you like Wesley Snipes? I don't know. I'm a big Wesley Snipes fan. I celebrate his movies. Wesley got caught up on a little tax thing. And there's a part of me that's like, Wesley, who hasn't made a little mistake there? You know what I mean? Like, this wasn't taxes.
It was a grisly double murder. And just, you know, to suggest Buck,
and by the way, Wesley got more time than,
you know, we didn't talk about this yesterday. Yeah, Wesley Snipes got way more time. You know, OJ got custody of Nicole Brown Simpson's kids after this?
I know.
I don't know that hardly any, can you imagine if your son-in-law murdered your daughter and then got sole custody of your grandkids? Because that's what happened to Nicole Brown Simpson's parents. Think about how crazy that is. I can't believe that more people have not talked about this. He got custody, sole custody of their two children after he murdered their mother. Imagine what those kids, imagine what their parents, the parents of Nicole Brown Simpson, went through. It's not only that he didn't go to jail for the double murder, he raised two kids whose mom he murdered. I can't believe that's not a bigger part of this story. Listen to this too. This other cut, Buck. This woman went on. What is her name? For cut four, guys, let me know her name.
Ashley Allison.
Yeah. Ashley Allison goes on and says, oh, I see it here. Sorry. That the black community feels connected to O.J. Simpson because he killed white people. Listen to this. This was on CNN yesterday.
It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed, and the history around how black people have been persecuted during slavery. There were just so many layers. Until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
No, if people don't act like childish imbeciles and believe that the law is the law and that we actually hold people individually accountable for their actions, we will not have moments where people get away with double murder because of some narrative around it. O.J. Simpson was a super rich, famous guy living in mansions in Brentwood. Like, this idea that he somehow is tied to the oppression of slavery, and that, I mean, you heard what she said. Clay, this is insane.
Imagine.
The insanity of the 90s is all coming back out of these people that are talking about this on TV.
I think it's worse. I mean, again, I think people are more explicitly racist today than they were in 1994.
I want to ask this question again. If there is some justification because of the legacy, let's just take what was said there on CNN. You know, big, major cable, well, you know, not a lot of viewers, but major cable news, global news brand. If it's about the legacy of slavery, how many white people can have their throats slit by a celebrity, who is black and then say, well, this is because of oppression? I just want to know, like, what's the number? Are we sure that two is the number? How many more?
But just imagine if somebody had gone on to CNN and said, after a white person kills a black person, they really felt connected to the black, to the white community because they killed two black people. That would be immediate grounds for that person to never air again. It would be a prime story. Everybody would be talking about it. This person, Ashley Allison, said the black community was connected to OJ because he killed two white people. And they just aired it on CNN. Nobody stopped her. Nobody like said, hey, can we just kind of get a point of clarity here? You're not saying that black people appreciated the fact that OJ killed two white people and that makes him more likable in your community, right? Nobody said that on CNN. And by the way, we need to play more crazy that came out. I think it would be worse if OJ happened today. I really do, because I think more people would explicitly say he shouldn't be convicted, because I think there'd be white people arguing this today, Buck. I think there'd be a lot of white woke people out there saying, you know what? Black people should kill us because of what happened with slavery. I don't think there should be any consequences. That's basically what white DAs are saying now,
I was
right?
Gonna say, that, white, that white no leftists crime. are more excited
and want to go further in the destruction of America than any other person in America. I mean, the white leftists just want to bring the whole thing crumbling down. I mean, that's really their attitude. You see it in the cities with these Soros-backed DAs in many cases. Honestly, I'm rarely am I shocked, but the explanations that people are giving or the way that they're talking about this OJ thing, I was foolish of me. I thought that there would be a little bit more recognition of reality about this guy, but people are still dug in with the narrative. Look, if you keep valuables in your home, jewelry, cash, important papers, you need a safe to protect them. More than 2 million Americans have chosen Liberty Safe for this once-in-a-lifetime purchase. An American-made Liberty Safe fits anywhere with more than 30 models, 24 colors, and thousands of custom options to help create the safe of your dreams. Liberty Safes are guaranteed for life and can be delivered and installed in your home by an expert dealer network available where you're listening today. And your privacy is built into every Liberty Safe with industry-leading privacy protections because your safe is your business. Shop LibertySafe.com/radio for a customized Fortress Strong Liberty Safe. I've got one myself at home. I use it all the time. It's amazing. Use coupon code radio for a 10% discount for supporting Liberty Safes made in America by Americans. You'll also get a free $60 value locking gun vault with your Liberty Safe purchase set aside for this audience. If you need a safe, now is the time. Go online to LibertySafe.com/radio. Use the word radio as your promo code. Get 10% off.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're talking about some of the craziness that was on the air yesterday. Michael Eric Dyson said the greatest tragedy was not, did you see this, Buck? Was not the murder victims. It was actually the accumulated indignities of racism in America. Listen.
It is true that it was tragic, evil, and an unforgivable assault upon two human beings who lost their lives. But to say that was the greatest tragedy in light of the accumulated indignities, murders, denials of opportunity, failure to give just due to African-American people in the court system, that, my friend, is a weighted tragedy that we cannot merely dismiss. What has continued to happen to African-American people before that crime and after that crime are testimony to the deeply entrenched systemic inequities that continue to flagrantly deny opportunity for African-American people. And we've lost so many lives as a result of that, and we've got to weigh those on the scale.
Total non sequitur. This is just delusional nonsense. This is gibberish. And he's not the only one, but so many of them speaking absolute garbage about it. It has nothing to do with anything. I mean, this would be like I go stab somebody and I'm like, you know, I'm really upset about what happened, back in ancient Rome. I mean, this is crazy. It has no bearing on anything.
That's why, though, I think the OJ verdict was a harbinger, a prediction, a foretelling of the era that we're in right now. What they said then was this is revenge for what happened with Rodney King. It was at least tied to something that occurred in recent history. I'm not justifying it. I'm saying that was the argument then.
And now it's the more argument, just a general outlet for resentment.
Now the argument is just America's a racist country, so anything that happens to white people is unfortunate. But it needs to be seen in the context of the legacy of racism that exists in this country. And that's why I think if OJ happened today, I think it would actually be worse than even it happening in 94, 95. I think we've gone backwards in race relations since then.
I think the more I've thought about it, the more I think that you're correct and you're spot on with that. I would just say, as somebody who has spent a lot of time studying, police states and totalitarian societies, they all have a justification for why they can throw you into a cell and torture you and murder you. There's always a justification. They don't just do these things. There's always some, and it's usually because of the past or because of the future. And they ignore the individual and his or her rights in the present. This is a pathway to hell. And I really mean that. What they are arguing for, you got to murder people sometimes because of racism in the past, and you know, people need to be able to get away with it. That is a pathway to hell. And I am shocked at how many idiots are making this argument still. But I shouldn't be shocked, I suppose. That's where we are. That's where we are as a country, unfortunately, right now. All right, opening today in theaters, the movie we've been talking about for a couple of weeks now, Civil War. It's a compelling epic thriller from visionary filmmaker Alex Garland, who also wrote The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio. Who knew? For those that have binge-watched The Last of Us, you're going to love this storyline. You're going to want to see it in theaters. This is made for the big screen. The movie portrays a dystopian future America and a team of military-embedded journalists racing against time to reach Washington, D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. Getting great advance reviews from a variety of publications and movie reviewers, Rotten Tomato is giving it a 93% right now. Produced by A24, directed by Alex Garland, you can buy tickets in advance for this theater experience, including select IMAX theater screens. Cast includes Kirsten Dunst, Jesse Plemons, Wagner Moura, Nick Offerman, many others. The movie is Civil War. It's out today. Great weekend to go see it. Check it out, Civil War. Welcome back into Clay and Buck. We'll talk about what's going on with the FISA renewal in the House here up on Capitol Hill. Some things going down, and unfortunately, your privacy rights going down, or at least not getting any better. We shall discuss that. But we got a caller. We wanted to bring this to your attention. Lorraine in Utah worked for the LAPD. Lorraine, what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to say that yesterday you asked Clay if OJ would have ever confessed on his deathbed. But, you know, OJ confessed many times when LAPD arrested him for hitting Nicole very badly. He confessed. He confessed all the time. He always said he was on drugs. He was on cocaine. His temper got the best of him. There was nothing, no racial component whatsoever. When he got arrested right after the Bronco chase, SWAT was chasing him. As he got out of the car with his beard on and all his thousands of dollars in cash, he started crying. I don't know why I did it. I went crazy. But a spontaneous statement, the DA's office didn't want to use it. Johnny Cochran, who the prosecution underestimated, They didn't want to use a spontaneous statement because they said it was, he said it because he was being chased. So I'm not here to talk about racial things, but you know what? There is no doubt in anyone's mind that O.J. Simpson did it. That's
yeah, Lorraine, I appreciate you calling in and telling us that story, by the way. There's also, and again, I encourage a lot of you out there. You mentioned Buck. If you're 40 or older, you probably have a pretty good recollection of O.J. I would think that O.J. might be the most disliked person in America for anyone 40 and over in terms of overall
popularity.
Depends
on who you are, apparently. Some people, well, you know, over at CNN, they're still wishing they could give him high fives.
But if you're under 40, or maybe you got a kid or a grandkid who has seen this story and seen this coverage, have them read The People versus O.J. Simpson. There's a big part in there, Buck, where, and Lorraine, you may remember this, when they initially arrested O.J., he was ready to confess. And they gave him way more favorable treatment because of his celebrity stature. They didn't do a typical interrogation. And I know there are people out there listening in the LAPD probably who are reliving this because basically it's 30 years ago this murder happened, interestingly enough, almost to the day. O.J. was 46 when this happened. He dies at 76. It was 30 years ago, almost to the day, I think, getting close. And they could have gotten him to confess if they had treated him as they would a typical defendant. Instead, they gave him celebrity treatment. They did not pursue it. He was ready to confess when they initially brought him in. Remember, there's all sorts of crazy details. He hopped a flight to Chicago to try to have an alibi that he couldn't have done it.
You know, in some of these cases, thank you for calling in, Lorraine. It's a very important point you bring up. Appreciate it. They could have had OJ on video going into detail and confessing, and then they would have fought it. And said, you know, and pleaded, let's say they pleaded not guilty and said it was a coerced confession, but it wouldn't matter. The jury still would have said he was not guilty, right? That's where this is. You know, the Central Park Five, who we are now supposed to refer to as the exonerated, they're never exonerated in a trial. They were found guilty at a trial. They have them confessing with adult relatives present, details they could not have known about the crime in Central Park, but even a video confession, some people doesn't actually, that's not enough. Even when you know things you couldn't know unless you're at the crime scene, that's not enough.
Buck, I mean, I wonder if a defense of OJ, if this was modern era, of he went insane because he was overwhelmed by the racism that he had felt and couldn't control himself. That jury might be fine with that.
Clay,
right,
let's take this a little further. Yeah. Let's think about this. Cause, you know, we're to believe that the system is so unfair and racist. They had, R. Kelly on video that was in his possession having, sex with, I believe, a 14 year old. And it was on video that he had. So he's got child pornography, sex with an underage girl. He was found not guilty.
Yeah.
Okay. It couldn't have been more guilty. Doing something that is just like so obviously awful and faced, you should have gotten decades and decades, rest of his life in prison. He was found not guilty. Yeah. We can go through a bunch of these celebrity cases where, you know, look, I don't know what's going to happen with Mr. Sean Combs, known as P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, you know, whatever. Not looking good. They did raid his homes and his houses. And when you hear the allegations, if they're true, the fact that this guy got away with it as long as he did is appalling.
What about Michael Jackson?
The system is so unfair. What?
What about Michael Jackson? I mean, there's pretty strong evidence that Michael Jackson engaged in highly inappropriate, I think oftentimes criminal behavior with young boys. And they couldn't get him convicted. There is a element. Look, the reality is this. If you are rich, there is a big difference between
Jeffrey
the legal
Epstein
representation.
Into this conversation. I mean, there, you know, there's, but just this notion that, you know, if you are rich and a celebrity, you are able to get away with a whole lot. And if you are a rich minority celebrity, we can go through these cases. People got away with stuff for a long time. It was very, I mean, the R. Kelly thing, you've got, there were elements of the black community and black churches in Chicago that were rallying around him after the trial.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. And, you know, it's a wild conversation, Buck. And this, I don't know the answer. We've debated this before, but I did, with Brian Kilmeade, Fox Nation show, on OJ yesterday afternoon. And he asked the question, I've debated this before, and I'm curious what your reaction would be. What if OJ modern day, it's modern day, OJ is 24 or 25 years old, one of the best running backs in the NFL, beats a double murder charge that everybody thinks he did, would he get to play in the NFL?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like, would a team sign him? Because remember, yes. Ray Lewis was charged with double murder,
the
and they have a statute.
Undoubtedly,
to him.
Yes. And if you had a white quarterback who had, you know, like written a racial slur in a group chat in high school, and that came out, he would not be. Do you think that's wrong?
No, it's the standard of behavior right now. I've said this for a while. Look, Deshaun Watson got accused.
Better to
of
be
sexual
a double murderer than a racist in America today.
Women.
Oh, absolutely.
It's. Deshaun Watson got the biggest, at the time, contract in the history of the NFL. Now, he wasn't charged criminally. He settled these cases civilly. But my point on all this is, that's why I think it would be worse today. Because I think, when they did this back in the day, Buck, it was almost
like
they
were... I'm totally sold on your thesis
here. It was almost
like they
were...
I think you're right, but it's upsetting. Because it's been so long since we dealt with this OJ thing, that there was just part of me that figured, well, everybody knows that this was insane and this was horrible and everything. No, they don't actually. People still are taking the line they did in the 90s.
I think it's actually worse in that the argument that he's justified because of racism is explicit instead of implicit, right? Because at least if you're arguing, hey, Rodney King got beaten up and now it's time for an LA jury to give a black guy a benefit because they screwed up that case. I can't get over that was in the last couple of years. Now it's like, hey, in 1840, your great, 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 great grandfather was a slave. So anything you do in 2024, even if it's criminal, is justified because of that legacy.
For the people that are making this and, you know, that guy who Michael, Eric Dyson, these people that are saying, oh, there's some tie to injustice and the legacy of slavery and all this stuff. Would anyone take it, seriously if, cop that was just shot in Memphis, nobody would ever accept that his murderer could say, well, yeah, I mean, but you know, this is, I shot a cop, but because of the legacy of slavery and, you know, you'd go to prison forever, right? Why are people connecting OJ's double murder of two people to a legacy of slavery and racism? In a way that wouldn't apply to any criminal justice case.
Oh, I think you're going to see at some point some criminal defense attorney is going to try to make that argument. And it might work depending on the jury.
This is one of those times where I'm glad actually that I no longer am allowed on CNN. I'm not officially banned like you, which I'm a little jealous, but I'm like technically, well, at least the old regime, you know, Zucker had me banned from the building effectively. Because if I had to go on CNN and argue with some of these people who were trying to say that the OJ verdict was anything other than I would actually lose my cool. I don't think I'd be able to keep it.
You'd be like Buckley on the debate with when he just yes.
I'd flip out like Buckley in his angriest moment. I mean, I would lose my mind and probably start cursing a lot just because I don't understand how anybody sees this for anything other than what it was. I mean, the whole thing, it was so wrong. It was so evil. All these commentators want to be like, really? Do you want to sit down with you know, Ron Goldman's parents and, Nicole Brown's family and explain how this is about the legacy of racism and slavery in this country. Then that's why they almost had their heads chopped off by this maniac.
Have you heard anybody else even mention that they, not only did he get away, he got the kids. Your daughter gets murdered and the man who killed her raises your grandkids. I don't even know that there's even a way to contemplate. How could you sleep? If you are their parents and he chopped your daughter's head off and then he gets to raise those kids.
Well, they clearly were told that he didn't do it, and I'm sure they believe he didn't do it, right?
The parents know that he did it, right? The kids' brains are warped. I understand how Stockholm syndrome, all that different stuff. But I'm just talking about if you're the grandparents, your daughter has been brutally murdered. Her ex-husband did it. And then your grandkids that are your lifeline, your connection to the daughter that was taken from you, are then raised by the man who did it. I don't even know how, I cannot even contemplate mentally how that would be possible to live knowing that that was going on. And think about the danger that you would think your grandkids would be under. I haven't heard anybody talk about that. I just want everybody out there to think about that. As awful as it is to think about losing a child to a victim of violence, imagine if the murderer got to raise the grandkids. That's what happened to this Simpson family. Simpson family.
In 1994, according to Washington Post poll, 22% of black respondents thought that O.J. Simpson was guilty. Only 22%.
I think it's higher now, so that maybe that's some sign, but I think the woke white community would actually be more aggressive arguing that O.J. was justified. That community didn't exist in 1994. Or 1995. Now it is basically the Democrat Party's foundation. I think they'd be saying it's justified.
It's a frightening chapter in our history, really, as a country. And the fact that we're looking at it once again is,
In a worse spot than we were in 1994, 95. That's what's a little bit scary. We're going to talk about this some in the third hour because I have some cautious optimism, but as a nation, I'm not sure we're in a better spot than we were. Race relations, 94-95. Attack on excellence in America is putting our country's future at risk. Decisions, choices being made in the name of diversity, inclusion, equity, all of that as opposed to excellence and achievement. Not just a single company or a single school, but it's everywhere. Medicine, engineering, science, the law, just four areas out there to think about. The American Medical Association, for instance, now says medicine's full of white supremacy and that it was therefore lowering the standards on med school entrance exams. Same is happening in the law and other fields. You can read all about it in the latest issue of Imprimis, Hillsdale College free digest of liberty that goes out to more than 6.5 million homes and businesses. Imprimis gives you smart constitutional commentary from conservatives like Christopher Rufo, Victor Davis Hanson, Heather McDonald, and Hillsdale's own president, Larry Arn. And if you don't already get it, you can receive a free subscription at clayandbuck4hillsdale.com right now. Absolutely no cost or obligation. Hillsdale produces and mails Imprimis as part of its educational mission on behalf of liberty. Sign up today at clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. That's clayandbuckforhillsdale.com.
24 on new podcast from Clay and Buck, covering all things election. Episodes drop Sundays at noon Eastern. Find it on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A crash in New Jersey involving a truck and a minivan. At least three people dead. We have it at 2 on 710 WOR.
Get slimmer for the summer by losing a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJ Diet. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. Or go to njdiet.com. Get ready.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, letting you know what's going on in D.C. The attempt to kill FISA and require that there must be a warrant to spy on American citizens went down tie vote. And so the amendment has been killed, and Speaker Johnson cast one of those votes to make it not required. So, again, I'm not expecting much out of Washington, D.C. We told you, to be fair, that this whole argument, oh, this speaker is going to change everything, when you've got like a, whatever it is, 2 or 3 vote majority, you basically can't get anything done.
I had people practically booing me when I was with
Peter
Dixon in South Bend, because they said, what do you think about the new speaker? And I was like, going to be the same as the old speaker. They're like, boo, he's going to be great. I was like, look, I'm just telling you the truth. I've been in this game a while. I pay attention. And sure enough, that is exactly what happened. There's no difference between the leadership you are getting from Speaker Johnson and what you were getting from Speaker McCarthy before. I'm sorry to be the one who has to point out the obvious, but we all know it.
This reminds me of coaching, where people say it's the Jimmies. It ain't the X's and the O's. It's the Jimmies and the Joes. When you only got a 3 or 4 vote majority, this idea that suddenly you're going to have a revolutionary, success in the House of Representatives or the Senate for that matter, and you don't control the White House is just a, you're being sold a bill of goods. Norman, you live outside of Memphis, work in Memphis. How long you been there?
Since the mid 70s.
How much worse is it in your mind today than it was in, let's say, the 80s or the 90s? How unsafe does Memphis feel to you? What needs to happen?
Oh, 1,000% worse. I work out in the field. I work for a big box company, and I have to go into customers' homes to draw up measurements and everything. We always plan our routes to do the inner city first, and then we go out and do the suburbs. And the reason why is thugs don't sleep in. Or don't get up early, excuse me.
Bad guys sleep in. They're not up at 9 and 10 in the morning because they're out late exactly. The night before, and you want to do the inner city visits in the morning and then the suburbs in the afternoon. I mean, how crazy is it that you have to make decisions like that in order to feel safe?
It's crazy. And what's really bad is we were at a tech meeting at headquarters, and they were talking about the routing, and I questioned why did computer always has us do the suburbs in the morning in the inner city in the afternoon, and they said, because of traffic flow. I said, you need to do it by crime statistics.
That's smart. Thank you for very the call. Smart. I mean, I never had thought about that, but it does make sense. If you have to be out and about in an inner city neighborhood in the morning, the gangbanging community, sleeping in because they were out late the night before. Makes total sense, but I never would have really thought about it in the context of having to do home visits like that. And that you would be going counter to traffic flow to try to avoid it is kind of crazy to think about, too.
So we have this story in the Wall Street Journal that Clay wanted to get to coming up here about that Trump may be gaining ground with a very important voting constituency. Also, the role of third-party candidates and how Trump may be trying to bolster some of those third-party candidates in a very targeted way. We'll discuss that while we refill on our Crockett Coffee from CrockettCoffee.com. And you should go get some yourself. We'll be back momentarily.
Go drink it. If you love America, CrockettCoffee.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.